Thoughts on Piecework, David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. A couple of years ago, apple grower Scott McElrath, owner of McElrath Family Farms in Teton, Washington, had an apple crop that was sparse. At the time, he was paying his apple pickers by the hour, but when the workers discovered that the apples they were picking were large, it turned out they were filling the apple bins very quickly, which led them to ask for a piece rate instead. Their wish was granted, and production doubled or tripled when the piece rate formula was introduced. President of the Yakima Valley Farm Bureau, Frank Lyle, a farmer himself, has strong thoughts about this subject.
The piece rate, I think generally both the labor and management, or both your workers and your farmers, look at that as a win-win situation, because it allows the employer to pay for the productivity of the worker, assuming that he's working above minimum wage levels. And the worker is rewarded for his hard work, his toil, his skill, ability, and quality. Whereas the employer, he's getting more work and more efficiency from the deal. So I think it's a positive for both sides of the labor management equation. There's a huge motivational factor in the piece work rate model. And frankly, your more motivated employees, they look for piece rate work because it's a way for them to better themselves and their family. And also, it's a way to develop skills.
Another word for piece rate is eat what you kill. David Sparks, aginfo.net.